For the latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
For King & Country has launched the trailer for its feature film Priceless, which is set for release in US theatres in October. The movie is a family production starring Joel Smallbone from For King & Country. Joel's dad and brother David and Luke Smallbone are executive producers. His brother-in-law Cubby Fink, who you might remember from Foster the People, is co-producer, and older brother Ben Smallbone is the director. Joel says Priceless is a drama thriller based on real events that focuses on the life of James Stevens, who at one time was a good man with a great life, but then things go tragically wrong.
It's kind of a drama story of love, but there's some heavy themes throughout the film that are dealt with. And so I would be tentative to say family, but I'd be probably less tentative to say faith, because that's certainly a component of it.
United's 2013 album Zion has garnered gold certification in the US for totaling more than 500,000 sales. This is the second time a Hillsong project has gone gold in the US, and that was in 1999 with Darlene Check's Shout to the Lord with Hillsongs from Australia. Interestingly, the key single from Zion, Oceans, Where Feet May Fail, has now sold more than 1 million copies in the US and spent a record-breaking 45 weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot Christian Songs chart. Oceans also forms a key part in the movie Hillsong Let Hope Rise, which screens in US cinemas next month. We're still waiting for confirmation on when we'll see it here. Late last year, the West Australian singer-songwriter Mel Crothers captured national attention with her debut radio song Bigger from her album Faithful. Earlier this year, she followed the pop hit with a worship theme song In Your Presence, which again garnered national airplay for several months. This week, Mel's releasing her third single, Jesus Lifted High, which rounds out our understanding of the burgeoning artist. Mel says she loves to worship.
I'd been writing previously and produced an album a few years ago, and it was much more of a, I'm writing about God, but I want it to be accessible to non-Christians to listen to, so it's not I love Jesus music, to put it that way. Whereas Faithful was like, okay, I'm just going to write what is right inside me, and I'm not going to hold anything back. But I love to worship.
That's all for this week. You can listen to a podcast of this report on our Facebook page. Just look for TCM Countdown. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.